for those that may be somewhat new to this, let me just give a very, very brief background as to what's going on here, how this came to be, and how to participate. How many people here are not familiar with Bashar? Okay, enough. Long enough. Long enough. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on faith. Hopefully you'll enjoy this. Basically, this is a channeling, is what it's called, a channeling. Now, as far as I'm concerned, a channeling is really a state of being. It's something that all of us can do, and it's something that all of us do from time to time, but in different ways. Channeling is really just being in a state where you're letting all the energy come through, your creativity. You're not sort of getting in your own way. You're just being one with the moment, one with the act. When a singer is lost in the song, when an actor becomes the part, that is a channeling state. Now, from that state, you can do a number of different things. Access different levels of your own consciousness, draw upon information from within the universe, and I guess obviously be in contact with other beings and other consciousnesses and other dimensions of reality. That seems to be what's happening here. The way that this began for me was about 25 years ago. I had two very, very close broad daylight UFO sightings over Los Angeles, where I live. The first time only about 150 feet away, the second time only about 70 feet away, both times an equilateral triangular shift, dark metallic in color, about maybe 20, 30 feet on a side. After having seen something like that, with friends with me both times as witnesses, thank God, I started being very interested in what it was I had seen and wanting to know a lot more about what was going on, so I began doing a lot of research. Back then, especially when you go to a bookstore and you look up UFOs, there weren't very many metaphysical books, so they'd lump psychic phenomenon and channeling and everything kind of all on one bookshelf. So looking up UFOs, I ran across a lot of other metaphysical subjects, spiritual subjects. I began to get interested in channeling as well, and I began to do a lot of research in that area. 10 years after the sightings, I was introduced to a channel in Los Angeles who was practicing at the time. The entity coming through that channel offered eventually to teach channeling for whoever might be interested, and after listening to him for about 6 months, I thought, well, it's not that I want to become a channel, but I'd like to further my research, so I'll go into the class, I'll see what this is all about. I was curious to understand how something like that could be taught. The class was basically a series of guided meditations to make you more open, more sensitive to receiving information or listening to different parts of your consciousness to access more of your creativity, and basically for whatever you wanted to use it for. During the class, about halfway through the course, which was 12 weeks, about 6 weeks in, while in a meditative state under the guidance of the entity along with the other class members, I received what felt like a telepathic communication suddenly in my head. Pictures, voice, the whole nine yards, and instantly a memory came back of having made an agreement with Bashar and his people to do this with him in this life. Also, what I understood at that moment is that the UFOs that had been shown to me were shown to me on purpose to get me to start moving in that direction so that by the time it came time to fulfill the agreement, I would be prepared. And the message in my head basically was, now that you know we made this agreement and now you know it's time to begin, is this something you would still like to do? It was offered as a choice, not forced on me. I had to really seriously think about what was going on because I didn't know if I was hallucinating as a side effect from the meditations or just imagining this or what was happening. But very quickly I got a lot of unsolicited outside validation from other people that something was going on. And so really I figured, well, it'd be an interesting experience, let's see where it goes. But the thing that I focused on most importantly, the thing that I would like to have you focus on most importantly, is that what I realized is it didn't really matter whether Bashar was really an extraterrestrial being in telepathic contact with me or whether this was just another portion of my own consciousness. What really mattered was, does the information help? Can it help make changes in our lives in positive ways? The answer to that was yes, and so for that reason I decided to go ahead and see where the channeling would take me. Here I am 15 years later, now I've done this all over the world, so it just kind of took on a life of its own. Again, the thing I would like to stress, especially to new people, is that there is nothing about this that says you have to believe that Bashar is a separate being from myself. I have no way of proving that to anybody. He has said that in the near future, when things change on this planet, it might be very possible that we will get to see their people face to face. When that time comes, obviously we'll have as much concrete proof as we need. For now, they would rather that we focus on the information as well, and the measure of the idea of this experience is to see if the information will help you make the changes in your life that you want to make. Over and over again in the last 15 years, I have people coming back to me telling me that when they do apply the principles that Bashar talks about, they do get drastic changes, and therefore I continue to be supported and reinforced that this does work. So for that reason, again, is why I have done the channeling. The way that this will unfold, again, is that I will go into the altered state. It will take me just a moment to allow the connection to happen. And what's happening here, so that I can sort of clear up another definition, is a lot of people in metaphysics don't really have a real strong definition of exactly what's going on in a channeling state when they seem to be in contact with another entity. The best way that I can explain this is like if you have two tuning forks, and if they're keyed to each other and you start one vibrating, the other one will pick up those waves and will start vibrating in sympathetic harmony. Bashar is not here, he's not possessing my body, he's not speaking English. He is sending thought pulses from where he is, and I've been trained to let my brain waves change frequency to become closer in frequency to his reality, the frequency of his dimension. He lowers his, I raise mine, somewhere in the middle we lock. And when we synchronize, what you get here is a model of his thoughts made out of my energy. So it's like my energy is mirroring basically what he's thinking, and it translates into whatever language the channel happens to understand, which in this case is English. He has come through in the past other people in other countries, and I have actually seen the same personality come through other people in the country's language. So it's an interesting phenomenon. But what will happen is that when I go into the altered state, he will come through, he will address you, and he will talk probably for a few minutes on what he thinks is a topic or a subject that will help sort of give you a basis or a foundation for the way they think, and will sort of set the stage for making this group cohesive. And then he's just basically going to turn it over to you, and he'll probably do that by saying, "How may I serve you?" When he says that, that's your cue to go ahead and start asking questions. And again, very, very important, I stress this for new people, it doesn't matter what you ask. Any topic, any subject, personal, private, cosmic, doesn't matter, okay? There is no such thing as a stupid question. There is no such thing as a silly question that's not important enough. If it's important to you and you're comfortable talking in front of a group about it, then ask it and don't hold back for any other reason. Don't think you're wasting his time or anyone else's time. You never know what's going to come out of these interactions, and from some of what has seemed to be the most simple questions have come really interesting, complex answers that have really helped a lot of people in the group, even though they didn't ask the question themselves. So please don't hold back for that reason. One thing I would like to let you also know now, before we get started, just so you know at the end of the session, this will go straight through, probably a couple of hours, maybe 2.5 hours at the most. Certainly if you have to come and go to the bathroom, there's no problem with that. We will have tapes of this session immediately available for you if you want them after the session, and I believe they said it would be $15 if you want those tapes. So you can get them right away. You don't have to wait for them if you want them. Plus, of course, we have tapes from a lot of the other sessions that he's done, and the catalogs are back there. I don't think there's really anything else I need to explain to you, except please have fun. The bottom line is really the more fun you have with him, the more fun he'll have with you. Those that are not familiar with him, I would just sort of like to say by way of a small warning, Bashar and his people are very, very, very direct. Please don't be taken aback by that. They're not trying to be stern, they're not angry or anything like that. They're just very direct. That's just their style because they have a lot of conviction about what they believe in. Nothing that they say to you should in any way, shape, or form convince you to believe the same way just because they said it. Okay, the degree of conviction they have is because they know what works for them and they know what certain ideas and possibilities might work for us. But they always leave it up to us to decide for ourselves whether we want to absorb that information. If you don't find what you need here, they know you'll find it somewhere else. but just don't be taken aback by how directly they come across. That's just their style. Thank you again for coming. Please have a good time. I'll see you all later.